This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Philip. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like at 9:22 this morning.
It remains flat, marginally down 0.07% at 1515. Actually, across all other Asian markets, up still. As Singapore is 3104, Kospi is up 3018. But I think two other notable points to point out. Bitcoin now has passed this 50,000 mark at 51,000 and ringgit US dollar 4.1988.
Okay. We're turning our attention now to the consumer sector. In the third quarter of the year, we saw Malaysia witnessed greater relaxation of movement restrictions, which of course is great news for retail. But rising commodity prices have been putting pressure on consumer goods. And we've also seen how the recent floods have destroyed warehouses and other inventories. So what does this mean for the consumer sector as we head into 2022? For an outlook, we speak to Shifa Mahsuri Ismail, Equity Research Analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Shifa, good morning. How did the consumer sector perform in the third quarter? Were there any observable trends or surprises that we should take note of?
I would say third quarter shows some resilience as it was hit sequentially by the phase 1 restrictions. So out of 7 stocks under our coverage, 4 companies talking satisfactory showing, while the others miss expectations. On common observable trend, well, as expected, the phase 1 restriction impacted our consumer companies in the first half of the quarter. Fortunately, further relaxation with subsequent loosening of rules and reopening of non-essential business helped to lift up the top line as we progress towards the tail end of the third quarter. Well, the major surprises comes from Aeon that lapsed into losses after recording past 4 quarters of profitability. The shortfall in earnings was due to the lockdown that affected its retailing segment with shorter operating hours, while the property management segment suffered through extended store closure.
How do you expect the recent floods to impact this sector?
In regards to the unfortunate event of flooding across different parts of Malaysia, the impact of weather damage include the interruption to the business and not forgetting the damage of inventories. With the uncertainty of the event itself, we are unable to ascertain the exact financial impact for the consumer sector. But we note that this will have a drag for the next reporting season. Regardless of the figures, we hope that government as well as private sector can work hand in hand to provide adequate assistance to the ones that are severely hit by the disaster.
Looking at other trends, have consumer spending and foot traffic in the third quarter improved?
Yes. On the bright side, we are very encouraged to witness the robust recovery on the back of economic reopening following the successful vaccination rollout. From our channel check with the companies, the relaxation since mid-August helped to drive better foot traffic, which subsequently recovered sales for retail players. To give some color, based on the data from Department of Statistics Malaysia, after 3 months of positive showing, retail spending recorded a decline of negative 2.9% in June on the back of reintroduction of lockdown. This also mirrored the consumer sentiment index, which hit the second lowest level at 64 points in second quarter 21. Encouragingly, with gradual move to the subsequent phase of NRP, retail spending registered slower contraction and marked with positive 5.1% growth in October, reflecting a clear recovery. This evidence is also in line with the consumer sentiment index, which for the first time in 3 years exceeded the optimism threshold at 101 points.
With continuously elevated commodity prices, have companies been able to pass it on to consumers? And how will this impact earnings?
Well, the prices for key commodities continued to climb up and recorded a steep rise in tandem with a strong resumption of global consumer activities. Additionally, with the continuous supply chain disruption, we foresee that prices will still stay elevated for the foreseeable future. Based on our channel check, despite the initiative on internal savings and hedging policy put in place, the prolonged volatility of raw material prices prompts staple and F&B companies to increase prices across different segments for their products. Hence, on the back of this, given the challenging economic environment and frail consumer sentiment, we expect demand to be affected, as price sensitivity might motivate consumers to reduce consumption or switch to more affordable options. Thus, we expect uneven recoveries in our consumer universe with risk of margin compression for staples.
And Shifa, what would be your outlook for this sector in 2022 and what are the key risks that still remain?
Besides the economic reopening, as mentioned earlier, there are two catalysts that would help to boost up the consumer sector next year. Firstly, we opine that the Budget 2022 initiative are supportive of consumer spending. Some example of positive measure are the Bantuan Keluarga Malaysia targeted cash handout, wage subsidy program, lower employee PF contribution, and some tax incentive, which would lead to higher disposable income. Secondly, it is worth noting the catalyst of improvement in the labor market. So based on the latest labor stats, the unemployment situation continued to improve in October. Employment actually rose at a steady pace and registered an unemployment rate of 4.3%, which was the lowest since April 2020 at the start of the pandemic. Well, despite this too, some risk still remains. While we are optimistic in consumption, the specter of elevated commodities and freight costs still lingers, which will undermine margins. Furthermore, despite the cheer and applaudable improvement, we are cognizant on the possible reintroduction of restrictions to curb the more transmissible Omicron variant if number of cases flare up.
Finally, from the last time we spoke to you, are there any changes to your call on the consumer sector? What are your top picks and why?
Overall, we reaffirm our neutral call on the sector, premised on the different degrees of recovery across our coverage. Moving into 2022, we foresee our retail players will record profit increase driven by the resumption of operating business and dine-in services. Hence, our topics favor towards our retail, namely Mr. DIY and Focus Point. We favor Mr. DIY premise on the steady store expansion and omnichannel strategy to shore up the company profitability. Secondly, we remain a bit on Focus Point. We are very encouraged to witness that their F&B segment continued to chart sales growth of 32% year to date. On top of that, we also expect fourth quarter to record a strong pickup in sales in line with year-end festive season and utilization of quota for its optical corporate clients.
Shifa, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning. That was Shifa Masuri Ismail, Equity Research Analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, with her outlook for the consumer sector moving into the new year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.